Previously on Lost.
Jason. These people are smart. And they're animals. And if you think that one gun and one bullet is going to stop them, think again.
I'm going after my son, and nobody is going to stop me, okay?
How can we? No, I have to do it alone. I'm going out to the line that we're not supposed to cross, and telling them that we've got you.
They'll never give you Walt.
Michael. Michael. Michael.
What's wrong with him?
Michael. 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 Jack, where are you going?
Maybe they just let him go.
Let him go? He's alone! They didn't just push him out into the jungle, Jack! He's alone!
Okay. Let's go. Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Tired.
Yeah, thanks. What?
Where were you last night?
Home.
All night?
Yeah. Cooked myself some dinner, watched some TV.
What'd you watch? Let's go for a drive. Remember Jason McCormick? Found him in a parking lot just after 3 in the morning. He was dead an hour before anyone saw him. Crime scene pulled a gun from the dumpster. Registration was filed off. No prints, no witnesses. He was executed.
Any idea who did it?
Yeah, Anna, you did. This man confesses to shooting you in cold blood, and you refused to ID him, so we had to cut him loose. A week later, he shows up with 5 bullets in his chest because someone shot him in cold blood.
Guess I should get a lawyer.
Look, we both know that this is going to be a dead-end investigation. But, Anna, if you did this, you have to let me help you.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. But I don't need your help.
You don't want my help. You're going to have to get it from somewhere else. You're a police officer, Anna. If you don't respect me, at least respect that.
Then I quit. Hey, Henry. What do you say? How long are you going to keep up this hunger strike, Henry? I ever tell you I was a cop? I've been around a lot of killers in my life. You know what surprises me the most about them? How much they love to talk. You're different, Henry. Quiet. What was that?
If you're gonna say
say something, you're gonna have to speak up.
You killed two of us. Good people who were leaving you alone. You're the killer, Ana Lucia. I guess he decided to start talking, huh?
Hey, Mike. Tequila tonic.
Long day, huh? Good to see you again. You, wanted me at security. Another one, please. So how does one get into wanting?
One stops being a cop.
What a coincidence. I just stopped being a doctor.
Why'd you quit?
I didn't. My son ratted me out for drinking on the job. Thank you. Lost my license. Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
No. It's just that I don't believe that parents and their kids should work together. Too many issues.
I'll drink to that.
So where are you headed?
Sydney, Australia. You want to come? I'm serious.
Why would I go to Sydney with you?
Maybe fate has just thrown the two of us together, you know, like two drinks in an airport bar.
Why would fate do that?
Oh, same reason fate does anything, so that we can help each other out. You do need help, right?
Unless you don't.
What I'm doing down there could be a little dangerous, and I need someone to protect me, a bodyguard. It's perfect for someone who stopped being a cop.
I don't even know your name.
Ooh. Let's not use real names. I'll tell you what. Why don't you pick a name for me, and then I'll pick one for you.
You look like a Tom.
Tom. What an excellent name. And you should be a... Sarah. Australia.
What happened?
I cut myself shaving. The guy in the hatch tried to kill me.
You okay?
I'm fine. But he won't be.
Hey, Anna.
What?
Don't do anything stupid.
If you've come to apologize, I forgive you for hitting me with your crutch. I'm so glad my head didn't break it.
Why?
Now, that's a broad question.
Why'd you try to hurt Anna Lucia but not me?
I'm not sure I know what you're getting at, John.
I was trapped under that blast door. Helpless. You could have crushed my skull, but you didn't do a thing. Why didn't you?
Because you're one of the good ones, John.
What? What good what?
None of this matters. I'm dead anyway. The doctor's gone to make a trade. And we both know he'll come back empty-handed, and then I've lost my value. So either Jack comes back here and kills me, or my people find out where I'm being held, and they do it.
Why would your own people want to kill you?
Because the man in charge, he's a great man, John. A brilliant man. But he is not a forgiving man. They'll kill me because I failed, John. I failed my mission.
What mission?
When that woman caught me in her trap, I was on my way here, John. I was coming for you.
Hey, I've been knocking those things down for 20 minutes. Get your hands off my damn mango.
I didn't figure you for the fruit picking type.
What do you want?
I need a gun.
Well, here's an idea.
Why not go to your buddy Jack? He's got himself a gun. Well, that's right. He's still traipsing around the jungle with Kate.
If you got a problem because he's making time with your girlfriend, don't take it out on me, man. How about you just give me a gun?
Here's another idea. Scram. You heard me, now get!
Damn door. Good, you're up. It's time. Protection duty. Come on, let's go.
After 4 days of drinking and doing nothing, now in the middle of the night, you're ready to go?
That's exactly right. It's time. Come on. Fate's calling, Sarah. This is it. Pull over right here.
This is what you needed protection for? The suburbs?
You stay in the car.
Should I keep the meter running?
Lonesome as I can be. night, out in the starlight, just hoping maybe somewhere to walk in. After midnight, searching for
my daughter, and I have everything right.
Just having a conversation with the lady.
You need help.
Dude, nice hole.
What is it, Daddy?
Hey, man. Remember that radio we made? I was thinking maybe I could get it to play some music. You know, for Libby.
Well, it worked only once, and then just for a minute. I tried several times since, and only gotten static.
Here's the thing. Even that would be good. Because then Libby would be like, it's the thought that counts, and I'll score major points, especially when she sees me holding it over my head.
And why would you hold a static-generating radio over your head?
They didn't have to say anything in Baghdad? It's awesome. This dude, like, gets his boombox, and he holds it over his head outside this chick's window, and he plays some Peter Gabriel song for her, and bam, the girl's like his. I mean, after her dad goes to jail. But then he gets her.
I think I get the idea.
You should really check it out sometime. I mean, if we ever, you know, get off this island.
If you want to do something nice for Libby, there's a beautiful beach 3 kilometers from here. You could take her there.
You think she'd like that?
I took Shannon there once.
Michael.
So it worked?
What are you talking about, John?
Your deal. The trade. If they gave us...
They didn't give us anything.
So, it was just a coincidence that he came wandering out?
I was shouting, he heard my voice. What, they just let Michael go, hoping that we would keep up our end of the bargain? You think they're on the honor system?
Hey.
Come out, whoever you are. I know you're there. Don't make me come in after you. Well. What do we got here? Is Little Red Riding Hood gonna follow the Big Bad Wolf back to his stash of guns?
Why don't you give me that one right there?
I ain't gonna give me you nothing. You've been through this, Lucy.
Who is
who?
That woman.
She is a very long story, Sarah.
It's Ana Lucia.
Oh, I'm still Tom.
You're pathetic, that's what you are.
You bet your sweet ass I am.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I can't apologize to my son. He tried to help me, so I thanked him by cutting him off. I thanked him by hating him. You came here for the same reason I did, kiddo. You ran away. My, my. Look what fate has delivered up this time. Come on. Let's go have a drink or ten and be pathetic together. What do you say?
No. No.
Your call.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Wait. Don't. Let's just get the hell out of Sydney. Let's just go. Let's go back.
I can't ever go back. See you, kiddo.
What?
Don't you want my phone number?
You tell anyone about this, and I'll kill you.
Guess that takes cuddling off the table.
Hey there.
Oh,
how's it going?
This isn't what it looks like.
And what does it look like?
It looks like something that it's not. Oh, man. I'm so busted.
Hurley, I'm not here to tell you how to act around food.
Well, I'm not busted for that. I'm busted for something else. I was packing a picnic because I was kind of hoping that you'd want to go with me. You know, as a us thing. But it was a surprise.
Really? That's very sweet.
So, do you want to go?
Where to?
Can that part still be a surprise?
Hey, you're back.
Hey.
So the others, they didn't show up?
Michael's back, though. What happened here?
My fault. I left the tap on the bathroom sink and Anna wiped out and hit her head on the counter. And I'm sorry again.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Jack? Jack! I think he's waking up.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Jack. Man, Will, how did I get...
Oh, wait, just try to take it easy, okay? You're back in the hatch. We found you out in the jungle last night.
Oh, my head.
Welcome back.
Hey, John.
I found them. After I left,
I hiked north, back to where we were. Hiked to the beach, followed the shoreline. A day later, I saw one.
What did he look like?
It was dirty. Worn clothing, no shoes, simple. Just like the rest of them.
Like the rest of them?
Yeah. His people. The others. I followed him back to his camp. They live in tents. Canvas tents and teepees. They eat dried fish. They're worse off than we are.
How many of them were there?
I counted 22.
And the boat?
I didn't see it.
Did you see Walt?
No. But I know he's there.
What about everyone else they took? Cindy? Did you see any other kids?
No kids. No, but I think they're in the same place as my boy. They have a hatch.
How do you know that they...
There's a set of metal doors leading underground. What else could it be?
And you think that that's where they're keeping the kids?
They keep it guarded 24-7. And two guards, two guns, and two guns is all I saw. They're barely armed. Most of them are old, and half of them are women. I wanted... I couldn't say. So I came back to tell you. Tell you that we can take them. As soon as I get my strength back, I will take us back there. And we are gonna get my boy back.
You were right.
Right about what?
About Henry. What you and Saeed did to him when you first found him. You were right. I don't like how you did it, but I shouldn't have gotten in your way.
Well, you did what you thought was right at the time you thought it, Jack. I just hope the next time you decide to do something, you include me. And something tells me that's going to be soon.
You heard Michael. We can take them.
But our friend with the beard told us not to cross the line.
These people are liars, John. Why the hell should we take their word on anything?
I couldn't agree more. So... No one.
Where are you going?
Get our guns back from Sawyer.
We're going to need you to help convince him.
Who's going to take care of Michael?
I'll stay. You guys go ahead.
You sure?
Give Sawyer my best.
All right. We'll be back soon.
Watch your head. Almost there.
You ever watch a Flintstone?
Sure, I used to watch all the time when I was in the hospital. When I broke my hip.
Well, did you ever notice how Fred would run by the same thing over and over again? Third time past this tree.
That's a different tree.
Hurley, it's okay if you're lost.
Dude, I'm not lost. Will you trust me? We're right about to walk onto the most excellent secret beach on the island. And surprise!
Hurley, this is our beach. There's Jim. Hey, I tell you what, why not have the picnic here? Come on, give me the blankets.
Blankets?
You don't have any blankets? How about drinks? Okay, I tell you what, I will handle the blankets. You just track down Rose and Bernard. I saw them pull wine from the pallet. Okay?
Oh, wine. Groovy. Hey, maybe if I get drunk enough, I'll remember where I know you from. Yeah. Sawyer. Put the book down.
It's not a book, it's a manuscript. I'm about to be the first and only guy to find out who done it. I think I got it figured out. So cool your damn jets and walk around the coconut trees. I got like 10 pages left.
Hey!
Want to figure it out?
Ow! What the hell is your problem, Doc?
It's time to give us the guns back. You burned the ending of my book, and now you...
Where are they, James? You too, Brutus?
Just take us there, Sawyer, all right? Quit playing around.
What, you bring her along for a sympathy vote? She ain't in my head, Doc. Why don't you two just go play in the jungle, huh?
Take us to the guns. Now.
Ah, bitch. She stole my damn gun. Anna Lucia.
Why would she need a gun?
Son of a bitch.
Jack. I need to tell you something.
Pick it up. Cut yourself loose.
What?
Just do it.
Why?
You know why.
You're saying you were misunderstood.
What are you talking about?
Goodwin. Yes, he told us all about you. How he thought you were worthy and that he could change you. But he was wrong. And it cost him his life.
He was gonna kill me.
Was he?
Are you done?
Yes, Anna, I'm done. So this is it, huh?
Yes, Henry. This is it.
I want you to listen to me, okay? Because I'm asking you a favor, Chrissy. I'm standing in front of you in the same suit that I'm wearing to my father's funeral, and I'm asking you a favor. In 16 hours, I need to land at LAX. And I need that coffin to clear customs because there's going to be a hearse waiting there. And I need that hearse to take me and that coffin to a cemetery. Why? Chrissy, why can't I just bring him to a funeral home and make all the arrangements? Why can't I really take my time with it? Because I need it to be done. I need it to be over. I need to bury my father.
No, I'm not at work. I'm in Sydney. That's right, Australia. I don't know. I made a mistake, Mom. You knew, so I got as far away from you as I could. But now, I want to come home, Mom.
So come home.
I'm on Oceanic.
I'll be there when you land me, huh?
Where is everybody?
What you said got them worked up. They went to get all the guns back from Sawyer.
Sawyer has all the guns.
Long story.
At least he didn't get that one.
Yeah. Too bad I can't use it.
Use it on what?
We caught one of them. The others. He's locked up in there.
How long is he?
Over a week.
And you're what, taking care of him?
He tried to kill me today. So I wanted him dead. Do it. I couldn't even kill him. I looked at him, and I can't do this anymore.
And let me do it. They're animals. I've seen these people, and they are animals. They took my son right out of my hands. They took my son and... I'll do it. Give me the gun. I'll kill him. Because that's what they do. What's the combination?
Right.
One left. 31 right.
I'm sorry.
For what? Michael?